Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back here at the Paley Center. We have about a half hour or so to go. We go back to the guests and say hello to the next guest.
Hello, Mike. It's always the guy that is the last to know that is calling you. I've known you for years, and I'm a big fan of your show. By the way, when I drive all the way in on my 86 miles to Citi Field, around 2:30, I leave the house.
Yep.
I catch up on all the baseball world with you on my way to the ballpark.
Well, thank you, Keith. Keith Hernandez, of course, everybody, and very nice as always. And Keith, I hear you tell your stories about Sag Harbor and the traffic and everything else, and your trip, and you know, get to hear you with Ron and Gary doing the games. And thank you for being part of the show. Watched you on Fox this year. You know, I wasn't sure if those guys realized how good you were. I think they, you know, they. I don't know if they watched enough of your career, those guys, to realize how good a player you were. You know that. You know that those guys like A-Rod and Big Poppy, I don't know if they were watching you in those days. They might not have been around in those days.
Well, A-Rod evidently was watching, but I had a wonderful time doing that. And you know, Fox wants a little bit of entertainment.
Yep.
And they let Poppy run with the ball, and
they sure did.
Poppy,
yeah.
Poppy was a piece of work and ebullient and full of life. And I got to get to know him. I did. I've only met Poppy a few times before, so, and I had only met Frank maybe a handful of times, and so it was a great experience. And of course, you know, teaming up with Kevin again, and that was wonderful. So
absolutely, that would be some lineup, though. If you had four of you in one lineup, would be a heck of a lineup. It really would.
Well, they'd all have to hit behind me. They're the power guys. I'd have to be the table setter.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's some group. It really is. But it's very nice of you to call in, Keith. Thank you. And thank you for always contributing to the program. You know, I appreciate that very much. It's guys like you and all the different people who've contributed to the program that helped make it what it was. So I thank you for that very much.
Well, Mike, it's my pleasure. And I've always, and like I said, you provided a very, very knowledgeable show over the years. And, you know, I didn't get to listen to you when I played because I was always preparing for a game. But as I retired and then started getting back into baseball, you were a wealth of information for me, helped me in my daily broadcast about what was going around the league. So I thank you for your help and helping me, and I'll miss you, and I just enjoy yourself. You've worked hard all these years. It's a lot of hours you put in. You deserve it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Keith Hernandez, everybody, thank you. We go from Keith to our next guest. Keith, welcome. Let's see who this is. Go ahead. Welcome.
Well, I don't know. He said knowledgeable. You know nothing about college basketball.
Oh, geez.
I mean, I don't get it.
I know they should get rid of another guy in that state. I know that much.
My God.
John Calipari,
the
legendary Kentucky guy. Here he is.
Oh, my God.
What's happening, Cal?
Hey, I just needed to call you.
Right.
Tell you how much I appreciate you. But here's what's
Thank
great.
You.
What you've done and how you've done it, not very opinionated, yet you never tried to hurt anybody.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you would be opinionated. Now,
yeah,
about
say.
Me. Let me, for example,
yes.
question my coaching ability. Are
oh,
you kidding
always.
Me?
Yeah, oh, you?
I mean, but
you?
I could take it from you because, one, I know you don't know basketball.
Oh, you know I do. See, that's the
oh
truth
God.
Of the matter is you know I do, so that's what bothers you.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know I do.
But you never been a hurtful kind of guy.
No,
and
absolutely.
And you were able to do it for 30 years.
Yes. Well, I go back long enough to have seen you. Listen, you've been, in all seriousness, from the days of when Dog was dumb enough to bet you that you wouldn't beat Fordham, and we had to drive all the way to UMass in the rain and host that dinner, which, I mean, I'm like, Dog, you don't want to make
this
bet.
Like Dog. Was he the worst speaker?
The worst ever. The worst ever. That's why I brought him, because he made me look good. That's why I brought him. But there we are, and here's how far Cal came. At UMass, the basketball dinner was on paper plates, okay, in the rec hall. On cardboard tables. Now it's at Kentucky, where the waiters are in tuxedos. Okay, that's how far Cal has come. Okay, it's unbelievable. And watching Cal every step of the way, and he's been on the show every step of the way. And to be honest with you, you know, people always say, "Oh, you're too nice to Calipari. You promote Calipari." How many coaches have stopped me and said, "Oh, you promote Calipari?" I said, "You know what? You guys. Here's the thing." Here's what gets you mad about John Calipari. He eats your lunch every year, and that's the thing that gets you mad about him. And he's been doing it for 30 years, from UMass all the way to the University of Kentucky and to the Hall of Fame. And that's what I love about it is Cal takes no prisoners, and I've taken no prisoners, and that's why we like each other. It's really true.
All right, so one story, because I don't know how much time we got. But so Dog did his thing and started attacking my kids academically. So the listeners, you may not have been around, and some of you may be young. So I jump on the phone and say to him, "Doc, you went to Rollins College, and your second semester at Rollins, I'm looking at it right here. You want me to tell you what classes you had and how you did? Do you remember that?" And
yes, I do. I remember it well, as a matter of fact. And that's what made you, that's why you were a great guest. I mean, that's why through the years, that all these years, you've been on the show probably 200 times. I mean, 300 times. And you know what? It's been great to have you in all seriousness. Watching you through the years, you were at my golf tournament 30 years ago. I hosted your dinner up there, you know, through the years, and always knew you would be successful on every step of the way. So I say thank you. And you know what? It's been a pleasure having you on in all seriousness. I don't want to compliment you because people wouldn't know what to do if I complimented you. So no, I won't.
I don't want to compliment you either. But
thanks.
Here's lastly again. You're in a profession that it's hard to do what you do and have friends in it, and you do through all walks. And I'm going to come back to this. You never had an agenda like I'm taking somebody out. Now, you would tell the truth.
Yep.
You tell the truth. I'm not going to lie. Your truth, sometimes your opinion, may have been wrong. You admitted that. No, you never did.
No, but I never, did.
No, never. But it was never in a hurtful way. So all I can say to you is, for 30 years, how you did it, I have no idea. How you did it in New York City all those years, how you then did it by yourself. How long for by yourself?
10 years.
It's incredible.
Thank
it'll
you.
Never be done. You ready
thank
for this? Never
what?
Again
well,
will
thank
it be
you.
Done.
Thank you, Cal. Thanks very much, John. And I will see you along the way. I'm going to come visit Kentucky. I'm going to come Rupp Arena this year. You know? I'll come when you're going to play a game you're going to lose so I can get on you after the game. So that's the idea. Thanks, Cal.
Hey, great job.
Thank you, Cal. John Calipari, the University of Kentucky coach. And again, one of my all-time favorites, I have to admit, because he gets it. You know, it's all tongue-in-cheek, and everyone's like, "I can't believe the things you say," because it's fun. That's what we do. We have a good time. And he's done a brilliant job. He really has. All right, welcome.
Mike, Joe Girardi, this must be the Italian section of the show.
Joe, welcome. Thank you.
I just want to congratulate you. Yes. I mean, it's amazing what you've done over the last 30 years. And I think what really comes out in you, Mike, is your passion for sports in New York and all over the country. But you have such a passion for it, and you care so much for it, and you want everyone to do well. And I just appreciate the way you've treated me. You know, from the time I was a player in 1996, you have been great, and you have a lot to be proud of. You've made so many
Thank
contributions
you.
To our sport.
Thank you, Joe. And Joe, I want to say one thing to you, especially since you've been gone a couple of weeks now. Number one, you should know, and I know you haven't had a chance to hear all of it, how much these fans, you never got a chance probably to hear that, how much these fans loved you, and you've heard it since you've gone. You would have been overjoyed to hear it, how many of these fans that really loved what you did for them. And number two, you know, when you leave, people are always looking for a reason and trying to come up and try to rewrite history. The bottom line is you averaged 91 wins for 10 years. You were the winningest guy for the last 10 years. You never had a losing season. You won a championship. You did an incredible job here as the manager, and you should be very proud of it. And I'm sure we'll see you managing again, and we look forward to it. But you did a great job here for a decade as the Yankee manager. You really did.
Well, thank you so much, and it was just a lot of fun being on your show, and I look forward to see what both of our next adventures
thank
are.
You.
It should be
thank
interesting.
You. Very nice of you to call, Joe. Thank you very much. Really is. And thank you
have
for all the times you've been
great
on the show.
Season.
Thank you. You too to your family, Joe. Joe Girardi, and again, 91 wins the average, and the winningest manager in baseball over the last 10 years. Just remember that. We have another one, Chris? Chris, yes or no? Oh, Mink. Oh, yeah. I'm glad Mink's in there. Mink. John Minko, everybody. Big hand for John Minko. And I want to say this about Mink, who we haven't gotten on the show today because we haven't had a chance to get to an update. Mink, I want, because this is special to me and to the audience. Because wherever I go, people react to Minko. Wherever we take him, people always react incredibly positive. Here's a guy who would never look to try to, you know, push his own, his own program or try to promote himself in any way. But Mink, let me say this. I've been doing this since 1987. The only person who has been with me every step of the way, weekday, Sunday, year in, year out, is you. So you're it. There's not an executive. There's not a person that has been on this show, worked on this show, or been with me every step of the way anywhere except you for the whole time. So you are a big part of what success we've had, and I hope you realize that. And I want to say thank you publicly for everything you did through the years with me on Sundays, weekdays, all the time. You let us beat up on you. You let us have fun with you. You were great on the show, and I want to say publicly thank you for everything you did on the show, and I hope you take ownership of everything that we accomplished. You were a big part of it.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. You know what? This has been an emotional show for me today, because you know you're 30 years here, and I basically lived your career as well. And you know what? I don't know exactly how many all sports radio stations there are in the country now. I remember the first one. I remember the first day. But what I do know is this: the WFAN brand is by far, has to be, the most dominant sports radio brand in the country, and has been for a long time. And to you, you are a primary reason that in your 30 years that this brand has lasted 30 years. A matter of fact, let me tell you this, Mike. I'm sure that there are listeners that wish that you were on the air 24 hours a day. And you know what? There was a time that you were.
Yeah, there was one day. Well, thank
one
you,
day.
Mink. Thank you, Mink, very much. And again, I think people should know and should hear that you were a big part of this all the time. Did Sunday shows with me, were with me every step of the way. So thank you very much, Mink. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much. I was also with you in San Antonio and Houston for the Knicks playoff runs. We can't forget the summer of 94.
Well, there are a couple of times we wish you left your home, Mink. You know, I mean, that's beside the point.
I didn't
but
have
thank
a credit
you.
Card there either.
Thanks, Mink, very much. John Minko, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.